Step 6 is to substitute the variables into our equation and solve. So you can see on the slide here, we enter our numbers and go through the computation. And remember that we want to carry through as many significant digits as we can as we do the calculations. And in our very last step here, we're going to round off the final answer using the rules of significant digits. So in our last line here, you can see we've rounded our final answer for the acceleration to 0.667 meters per second squared. And this is because the number in our equation here with the lowest number of significant digits has 3 significant digits. So our final answer must also have only 3 significant digits. Because no direction was explicitly stated in the question, we are going to assign forward as the direction for this problem. In the next step, we're going to just check our answer using one of the other equations of one of the other kinematic equations, just to make sure we've done our calculations correctly.